This is KUT. This week we've been looking at the so-called discipline gap between African-American students and their peers in Austin public schools. Black students make up about 8% of the student population in AISD, but last year they accounted for nearly a quarter of the students suspended from school. We also reported various theories of why African-American students are suspended more than others, things like cultural differences and different styles of communication. Today, KUT's Kate McGee takes a look at what the district is doing to combat the problem, including a program that's dramatically dropped home suspensions at one high school.
Principal Annabelle Garza's high heels echo through the courtyard of Reagan Early College High School. She greets students, gives them knowing glances if they shouldn't be in the hallway, or compliments them on their hard work. Eventually, a security guard calls her over. A student has been bouncing a basketball indoors. He was asked to stop, but he didn't listen. Garza handles it, but doesn't yell at the student.
Bouncing a ball, right? He can tell you himself. You know? He can almost diagnose himself, yeah?
Like, the question would be, like, why'd you get in trouble?
Because I bounced the ball.
Right? And then he's going to tell you, can you bounce the ball inside?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when you want to get in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what it's going to get you, right? And we respect each other. He's not bouncing the ball here. So he had to intentionally want to disrespect somebody, sure?
Yes, that's true.
It's true.
It's impossible to know this specific student disciplinary history due to privacy laws, and we can't know how the school ended up disciplining him. But Garza's reaction to his behavior is how she deals with students who act out. A firm hand, respect, and a touch of humor, like this with a student in detention.
I asked her, so why are you here? She says, it was my attitude in drama. I said, I thought you were supposed to have an attitude in drama.
In many schools, students are given a home suspension after multiple detentions, but Reagan has introduced another step before they send a student home, the Personal Responsibility Center, or PRC. Since it was put in place about 2 years ago, Reagan has seen home suspensions drop by nearly 75% in 1 year.
My name is Kent Robertson. I'm the coordinator of the Personal Responsibility Center.
The PRC is different than an in-school suspension. Reagan doesn't even have an in-school suspension center. Students instead spend 3 days in the PRC, sometimes more. Instead of staying home, they're given individual attention. Teachers send classwork they've missed, they get tutoring, or they just talk out their problems. If they act out within those 3 days, they have to start over. At first, Roberson says students are reluctant. One student wrote a poem comparing the PRC to prison.
You can't get out. You have no freedom. You can't chew unless they say you can. You can't fart unless they say you can. It's like being in one small room without any doors and you holding yourself and going crazy at the same time.
The student was in the PRC for missing school.
Needless to say, in 3 days, she had completed all her work. She made up 3 tests that she had missed, and she went from a 55 in algebra to a 70, and she was failing English and pulled that up too.
After they return to class, Roberson tells them to come back if they feel like they're having a rough day.
I'd rather them ask to get work, come here, work, we can talk about it, and go back, rather than going for the gusto, getting a referral, and being placed in here for a behavior sanction. To me, that's policing themselves, and that type of behavior causes a positive peer culture.
Principal Garza says part of the job is giving students the tools to handle their emotions and social situations.
Those of us that were happened to be lucky enough to be born in a two-parent, middle-class home where, you know, those things are taught to you on a daily basis. How long does it take a little child to learn? But if that little child never had the experience and nobody ever taught or grew up in a home when the reactions were that, then that's what you know.
While Garza says leaders from other schools have visited the PRC, it hasn't been implemented on other campuses. But the district has tried to tackle the high number of home suspensions and the discipline gap within those home suspensions in various ways. AISD's interim chief schools officer, Edmund Oropez, admits the discipline gap exists between African-American students and their peers. But he says the district has implemented various strategies aimed at closing that gap. That includes a cultural proficiency and inclusiveness department. It was started under former Superintendent Maria Karstarfin and provides cultural awareness training to all new teachers and administrators. Angela Ward runs the department. She says the training asks teachers to examine their own biases.
How were you raised? Think about that. Think about how what you were taught growing up really colors how you view the world now. And when you walk into that classroom, you view your students in a certain way. How are you viewing them?
Ward also works directly with campuses whose principals invite her to provide training. She says progress takes time. So far, she's worked with about 10 campuses. Oropus says the district has made progress, but it still has a way to go.
We do believe that it's paying dividends, not as quickly as we would want it to be at this time, but I think we're starting to trend in the right direction.
He says the district would eventually like to move away from giving home suspensions altogether. Research shows suspensions increase a student's likelihood of dropping out. Not only that, but the district loses about $45 each day for every absent student. Last year, home suspensions cost AISD at least $630,000. Kate McGee, KUT News.